Hey there. Just a trigger warning that we do discuss the topic of miscarriage in this episode, which happens at the 20-minute mark for about 10 minutes. Feel free to skip this section as needed, or join us in our next episode.
Hey, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad. When I'm gone, I'm trying to give you the life I never had.
Oh, shit.
I can see you sad, even when you smile, hey. Even when you laugh. Deep inside, hey. You want to cry.
Let's go.
I forgot the rest, man.
Before we get started on today's episode, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the land of the Darug people. We would like to acknowledge and pay respects to our elders past and present and the next generation coming through. Now, onto today's episode. Welcome to the Level Asian Podcast 2023 Christmas edition. Rewind to last year, we had Rich and Jenny on the episode. Fast forward to this year, we've got them on the episode again. Jenny made a funny point, actually. She was like, it's their yearly performance review. For those who haven't listened to the episode from 2022, we did talk to Jenny and Rich about your wedding last year, how amazing it went, how Rich forgot his vows. We also talked about opening in Bankstown, all of the cool things that you were doing as well. So can you take us through what happened this year and give us like a rundown?
Wait, is it me first? Okay. It's been a quick year, actually.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's 1 year. A lot of things has not been going to plan, but so far it's pretty good. We've been doing the stuff that we said we were gonna do, which is great, which is Bankstown. And then we have like other projects that we were doing still, which was, what was it? Like classes, master classes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was great.
You guys just got back from Vancouver like 2 days ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about what happened there, what you guys were doing there.
Jet lag, that's for sure. The first day that we landed, it was like a 14-hour flight. And that night before the flight, I was so sick. So I had a fever and Jenny was like taking care of me. She packed everything. And
Jenny also just got back from Korea as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why you got sick, because I was away for a week. And then
take care of himself.
Yeah. As soon as like he called
it's
me,
called
like
to,
I got a call from him in Korea and his voice is all gone. And I'm like, what's going on? He's just like, I slept with the aircon on. I haven't been eating right. I forgot to drink water. And I'm like, this guy.
Yeah. He can't even function.
He can't function.
No, he was partying.
Yeah.
Two souls at the clubs in Adelaide. Five people. it's been a great year.
Tell us what you did. You were doing in Vancouver.
Vancouver, we did. This was like my first hair exhibition. It was to showcase for an hour on stage what I specialize in, which was coloring and bleaching. Yeah, and I messed up a little bit because on stage I was so nervous. I think my anxiety kicked in and I was frozen.
Aww.
Yeah, but then after like 5 minutes it started to ease in and it was just like it flowed. Everyone was really supportive. Everyone was asking questions. It was like 400 people plus, but people were still screaming out questions. Hey Rich, like, you know, what do you do for this? And it was just really like welcoming.
Yeah, that was like an A-mile moment, right? Like you're about to choke and then you're like, nah, fuck it. I'm gonna like just pull it together and just.
Was crazy.
It was so fun. So like, I don't know, you might have seen Rich do a few of his TikTok dances this year. Mm-hmm. To that song.
That Seethin song?
Seethin song. And so he actually opened the show to that song on stage. And it was so good. Like everyone loved it. And then as soon as the song finished, he was just like, okay, like what do we do now?
And that's the only preparation I did was for the dance intro. After that, it was just like.
So you were there for hair, but you practiced for a dance. And then you just couldn't present everything else after that.
I went on stage and I forgot my clips and I was like, does anyone here have a clip?
Oh no.
And then one of the audience was like, oh, one of the students or the people there gave me clips. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But it was really good. I think that broke the ice a little bit and got everyone engaging with the, you know, whole show, which I thought it was not planned, but it was, yeah, it went as well as it could be, I guess.
That's It was great because Rich was just Rich on stage and everyone came to see you and they definitely got you.
Okay, so at the beginning-ish of last year, you guys were talking about opening Bankstown. Take us through, maybe Jenny, do you want to touch on what that process was like and what that means for you to open in Bankstown now?
Yeah, I think it was... So we opened up in Bankstown soon after Guildford, actually. And both of them were, both of our stores were meant to have like a larger gap in between them. But because of all the events and things were delayed, we ended up opening Bankstown, building our house, and everything happened, settlement, everything happened on the same week. So at some point we were ordering like six different washers and dryers and they were going to all these different locations. It was quite confusing, but we got there.
Yeah.
And like to open in Bankstown, which is where Rich grew up, and you know, like it's his local club, like he's been there with the boys and you know, he's still hanging out with the boys there. It's so surreal to see that, you know, like Ultra Fade is in Bankstown Sports Club. Mm-hmm. And even though it's like, you know, just a local joint, it's not like super renowned or anything. It's really meaningful for us to open there. And also like it's a proud moment for our parents as well, because you know, a lot of our family go to Bankstown to eat and to have fun, and you know, they'll be like, oh, you know, my son and daughter opened this shop here. Aww. And it's like really like cool.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
And I think from like growing up during like the early teenager stage, right, from gambling, drinking there, now to do business there, wow, that just flipped 360. Like, I had so many late nights there, lost so much money, and now we're doing business there. Well, yeah. I haven't touched any poker machine ever since.
Wow, okay. Mm.
So we're trying to recuperate all the money that he's injected as a child, as a teenager there. I mean, like, as a young adult.
Yeah, we're
trying to recuperate all those losses back. But our rule is that he's not allowed to gamble, like, while we're working.
Good.
I actually quit gambling. That's the... I quit.
Not that he has a gambling problem, but Rich has a really addictive personality. Mm-hmm. So when he's into something, like, he goes all in, whether work or, like, hobbies or, like, his diet, like, he's 100% no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So gambling, that's not allowed to touch that.
Yeah. Ever since I met Jenny, I quit, like, all my bad habits, which is, like, gaming. Oh man, I love gambling.
And then the 1 week she went away, you got sick, you went back to everything.
Quit gambling, all the fun stuff in life, you know. But it's really good. Like now I feel like I'm that best version of myself, and I never thought I would be here, you know, in this position right now. Like if I was
without Jenny.
Oh yeah, without Jenny, yeah.
Well, do you miss all the other things?
I don't miss the other things, actually. I really don't. Which I thought I would, like, miss going out, hanging out with the boys, drinking, but yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah, I quit drinking too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of learned throughout the years that he's actually mildly allergic to alcohol, but I don't know how you've been drinking all these times, because his throat actually closes up, he gets red and itchy. But yeah, I think not drinking has been great for you.
Yeah.
Seems like a really big transformation, like, you know, going from growing up in a rough area, being in a rough environment as well. Now you guys have opened this business together. You've got two locations now, maybe more coming, and you have...
No more.
Maybe more coming. And everything just feels really inspiring now. And obviously you also spoke at your previous high school.
Yeah.
What was that like, and how did that feel for you?
It was it's a very humbling experience to go back to school and actually this time want to be back at school, because... Yeah, growing up in high school, education wasn't a big thing for myself. And I think it was because, I don't want to be throwing my parents under the bus, but I'm going to do it. They didn't really educate me and tell me why education is important. And now that my goal is actually a lot clearer and I found out my passion, that's why I want to go back to, you know, educating myself, educating the new generation, and trying to help the kids at that school, because the kids at that school at the moment I'm teaching like the worst of the worst kids. The kids are jigging, you know, raised up in a dysfunctional family, parents are locked up and stuff like that. And it's really like eye-opening to see that they're actually really good kids, but they just need guidance and mentor,
I wouldn't say they're bad kids. They're what the schools say they're most disengaged kids.
Oh, yeah, that's the word, disengaged.
They just don't have an outlet, right? But they can just channel there.
100%.
Yeah. Did they just lose their mind knowing that, like, you started this whole thing cutting hair in the toilets of that school? Like, how did you tell that story?
How did I tell the story? Well, the first class I had with them was, it was quite fun because they have short attention span exactly like me, even worse. I thought I had short attention span. But to just keep them calm and tell them the story, to say that it's possible to do what you want to do in future, and just to tell them like my experience so it can help them maybe in future, it was quite nice and they really do appreciate it. And I felt that bond in the first session already. And it's been like 2 weeks since, 2 weeks since we've been back?
Yeah,
so we've had a few sessions. I can't wait to go back. Yeah,
it's like a regular thing now?
Yeah,
we have like a 10 course program.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What I'd like to add to that is that the reason why we had this opportunity is because the kids at the Virong school were actually doing what Rich did in high school. Wow. So they were actually giving each other cuts at school, like unsupervised, and giving each other like fungal infections because they weren't educated with hygiene and things like that. So it was a really great initiative that the school actually recognized this and was like, hey, you know, like let's give them the tools and the knowledge to do this the right way.
Yeah, wow.
So to witness Rich like come back to Virong is kind of like in our own way, like seeing like a Harvard speaker at Harvard, you know, like this is like his territory, and like he just speaks and like you can see the kids really, really like admire him and like can relate to him, because like when he sees the kids, they're just like, yo, what's up, you know, like it's boys.
It's a good connection. It just comes naturally. Like I feel like, you know, talking to them, and it feels nice. It's like, it's the best feeling ever to see them not jig school and just go to my class. Because I asked a few of the guys, like, what are you guys doing after? Oh, sir, we're just going to be jigging. I was like, nice.
At least you're here right now.
Yeah. So they come to school just to go to this one class sometimes, and they leave.
And that's a huge step already for them to just be present for that one moment and be learning something that they are interested in.
Yeah.
And to have guidance there too for, I guess, a lot of these kids, when they don't have that at home or in the school environment, at least this pocket for them, or this 1 hour or 2 hours, is giving them that guidance, that next step for what they can do later in life.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily about barbering. It's just building that confidence so that they can, you know, build that, something within themselves to be like, oh, you know, I can learn a new skill. Mm. I can actually, you know, be interested in something that's not, you know, school.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Last time we were here, we were talking about Jenny transitioning out of your full-time role in pharmacy and moving into the business full-time. Do you want to talk about what that's been like? Actually, let's take it back. What was that transition like, first of all? And now what is it like being full-time in the business, and how do you feel overall?
Yeah, I think it's so crazy because when you guys reached out again and was like, hey, like, let's film the Christmas episode, and we're like, oh my gosh, it's actually been a year, because so much has happened. I feel like I'm really comfortable in the role that we are in now, and so grateful for all of the opportunities that we have with Ultrafade, because I think ever since I like invested my time full-time with Rich and like working on the business, I feel like we've opened up many doors for ourselves. And yeah, like it was a bit hard in the beginning because all I've known prior to this was just pharmacy and having so much structure. But I think in the first few months I was just like creating jobs for myself, and I'm that type of person to always keep busy anyway. So
yeah, so busy, and to the point where I went home and I just see you on the couch loose.
Aww.
Sleeping.
Yeah. And but it's been so fun. Like I think that if I didn't make the jump to do this full time, I wouldn't have been able to experience all these like these things with Rich, really. Yeah, like going to Vancouver. We're going to go to Hong Kong in a couple of weeks.
What?
Yeah, like
so excited.
It's pretty cool. Like yeah, and just to travel with your best friend and watch him like become better and like it's pretty fun.
It doesn't feel like work to you, hey? It's
no.
A bit more like play when you're like actually really invested in this project and you're doing it because it's fun and you're actually enjoying it. And
it is true.
I guess it's tiring. Like you get that, like you're going to be like knocking out at home, but like,
yeah,
it's actually like playing as an adult and it's your playground.
100%. Yeah. I think I was a bit nervous initially also going into working with Rich full time because like, you know, we just got married and it's like a whole new like journey and chapter for us and we're going to be in each other's faces like 100% of the time. But how do you feel? Like, how do you, like, what do you think?
I mean, nothing has changed for me because even though we work together, I don't really see her at work. I'm in the salon. She's just on the back end stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's quite nice to have that space with one another. And then when we go home, like I always tell Jenny, like the first couple months she'll go home. I mean, I'll go home and then she'll be like, hey, it's like 11 o'clock. I'm like, oh my God, we've got to do this. I'm like, you gotta learn how to turn off. Mm. When I go home, I'm like switched off. I forgot about everything. I can sleep like a baby. And then she's just at night, like putting down like diaries or like little points. I'm just like, man, you gotta know when to turn off and on.
Yeah, Rich is really good at sleeping like a baby. So sometimes when we have like a million things on and he's just out cold, 5 pillows on his head, like, I just want to. No, but he's.
But that's why you play such an important part, right? You're keeping everything together.
100%. Like if I think you, I think Vivian knows, like, you know, you guys know that if you want to plan something, you don't talk to me.
Yeah, we go straight to Jenny.
And now all my reps for the products and stuff like that, they're always telling me, hey, why don't you reply to your message or your email? Okay, just go directly to Jenny. And yeah, now we're getting things done.
That's good. That's why Bankstown is open.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Mill on Wines. Mill on Wines are an award-winning family-owned winery located in the renowned wine regions of Barossa Valley, Eden Valley, and Clare Valley, presenting a fusion of vineyards that seamlessly infuse new technologies with old-world traditions. Their vineyards capture the essence of each region, delivering distinctive wines with complex flavour profiles in small batches, a minimalistic approach that allows the fruit to speak for itself. Explore their range at www.millonwines.com.au. Now, back onto the episode.
Work-life balance, has that been a bit of an issue, like trying to just make time to just not think about it and just do something different?
I think the work-life balance is pretty... I mean, we don't really feel like it's work. Like you said, I think that's the...
We work a lot, but we have fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like that our why has fueled us every single day to keep going. We start to see things a bit clearer. I mean, this year, I feel like I've seen the vision a lot. It's clearing up and it's... I believe in myself a lot more now.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah, which is crazy because I've always, like, you know... always doubted myself in a lot of ways.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't feel like work because we're just trying to be better humans every day and like the best version of ourselves. Yep. And so like we apply that to whatever we're doing and then yeah, it's just fun.
A lot of like mess ups and stuff
learnings.
But that's what makes it fun, you know?
Yeah.
Every day I go into work, it's a new problem. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like this person, that person. I'm like, oh, one time I went to work and like three people were crying at the same time. I'm just like, man.
Oh,
but you know, that's life, right?
Well, going back to your why, you said you learned your why this year and it became more clear. What is your why?
My why is to become a motivational speaker. Not just to do hair and stuff like that, but to teach someone, like teach people like a craft and then teach them how to be confident on talking to clients, understand what they actually want. And a lot of new hairdressers that join the industry or barbers, whatever, they lack in confidence and they get really nervous talking to clients. Mm. And it's such a big deal. I didn't realize it, but I had that issue too. After watching Vin Jang's class, yo man, like, I got inspired me hard. So yeah, now we're on a journey to become a great communication keynote speaker. Like, yeah.
Ooh. Well, you got the dance moves down, so it's just the speaking part.
I've always had the confidence to do like the most dumbest things, but now I feel like I need to gain that confidence in speaking to others, communicate with my team, my friends, my family. I've always lost, I've never had that attention span to really focus and hold a conversation longer than like 2 minutes.
Yeah, wow.
So I'm trying real hard.
I think like the thing that you sometimes you might not realize yourself, I know that you want to become like this great motivational speaker, like top of the game sort of thing. But
there's no structure to it.
No, okay. No, yeah. But I think that some of the feedback we got while we were in Vancouver is when you met a lot of your hairstylists, and I was like talking to them as well, that a lot of the inspiration that they feel and they get from you is actually just your very simple like hair consultations that we post online. And it's the way that you connect to a client or somebody on a very human, like genuine level. And that's something that sometimes, you know, like a course can't teach you, but you naturally already have. So, you know, you don't give yourself enough credit for that, but
that's what am I?
But you're really good at that. So yeah, you just keep doing that.
This is really cute.
That's so awesome. But it's a really good point, because like people are there to see Rich as the person, not just another hairdresser. Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, there's other hairdressers that are good at what they do, but there's no one like you, because you were just you and your personality. And you're so like genuine and authentic. And I think that's what people like are drawn to you. Like, that's why I think they come out to see you. Just like, yes, it's to learn from you, but it's also because you're a fun person to be around.
Thanks, guys.
And that's what draws people, man.
Yeah. Same reason why they always like to work with you. Not because, I mean, I think you create a lot more work for them, like on the back end, like Kelsey editing, all of that. But I mean, they just like hanging around you, so.
I feel sorry for people who have to edit my videos.
Like when Kelsey behind the camera.
She's like fucking Rich. But yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I really do. But you know, these little things that I want to work on is definitely going to help like everyone around me. Yeah, it's not just for myself, but it's for the people around me too. So yeah,
that's really inspiring. I want to ask Jenny as well, what is your why?
What is your why? That's a good question. I've never asked her, why do you want to do it?
Just threw her into the business.
I was just like, hey, you want to join me? She's like, yeah, all right.
What is my why? I think for me, it's more like, I don't know. I just want to create like a lifestyle for us. Like for us, I think, you know, the next steps is we've created like a really great family at Ultra Fave, and maybe like have our own family one day. So it's like creating something that we can do together, enjoy, and be able to continue doing what we do. I don't know, like that's sort of...
And have fun on the way.
Just have fun, just create time for ourselves. And I think the older we get, the more we realize that time is very limited. So it's what you do with that time. And I think I just want to spend it with people that inspire me, that I have a great time with. That's my why. Like this, I don't have like a really huge goal or like something that I want to achieve. I just want to keep doing what I do and keep meeting like nice people and engaging with like awesome people. That's just me.
It sounds like you're both pretty much in a capsule of saying, you guys want to have happiness with each other, with the people around you, and enjoy life for what it is.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, and that's right. And adding to my why again, sorry, it was like, sorry, going back to it. I do want to celebrate my success with my family and friends. That's my core, like that is like, oh, actually, one of the points to my why.
Yeah. And I think Rich actually tells me this all the time, like, but the reason why he works really hard, like for me and the family, is because he knows like how much I value like my family. And so working with Rich allows me to spend more time with my mom and dad. And I think that is so, that's something that money can't buy. And especially when you're working a 9-to-5, like you're so exhausted. I can, you know, I can hang out with mom, and she can cook while I'm working, and we still like chill. And I think she really admires that, like she really appreciates that too. And similarly with my dad, like he's a man of few words, but we always invite him over, and he just comes over and just like naps on our couch. He just likes being around us, you know.
And
like,
that's special.
Yeah.
I think, you know, 9-to-5, I think you're doing like 24/7 at the moment.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I think a 9-to-5 would be a lot easier for you.
It's or maybe true. It's 9-to-5 is not as fulfilling as the 24/7. The 24/7 is giving everything in one package.
100%.
Yeah. It's sleepless nights, but worth it.
So we've covered banks now, but what other wins have you guys had this year that you've been celebrating together with? Could be personal, could be professional as well.
Am I starting this off?
Yeah.
What personal wins? Well, my training has gone a lot better. I've met some really young, cool, passionate people in the industry, actually, in the health industry, which is something that I really enjoy. And they inspired, it's like a...
Health and fitness.
Yeah. Health and fitness was definitely one of my wins this year too. And
the chicken and broccoli diet, as you can see.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Doing great.
Well, what other wins? Wins in getting a bit more confident on stage, a little bit more confident in front of like a bigger crowd, and challenging my anxiety, which I find really hard to... Yeah, my anxiety is bad, eh? But yeah, just I feel like it's getting better.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's like the atomic habits, right? Like one small step every day adds up into something really, really big later down the track.
Shit. Yeah, that's... That is deep.
Now, we just did Vin's course in Adelaide 2 weeks ago as well, and he said the exact same thing. It's like, 1% incremental improvement. Like, Vin Jang doesn't get to be as good as Vin Jang by, overnight, right? He's been working on it for years. And it was very humbling because, going out there and being that vulnerable and knowing that you have, anxiety, knowing that you have these issues, and actually just letting that go, putting yourself out there and just try and improve one step at a time. It's just... It's humbling, but it's also rewarding at the same time.
Yeah.
That's awesome, guys. Yeah. Fire out. So inspiring.
Jenny?
I think maybe one of the challenges this year that we face, which Rich and I haven't talked about publicly, but I think soon after we had we met last year, Rich and I actually, we fell pregnant, but then had a... What do you call it again?
Miscarriage.
Yeah, we had a miscarriage. So I think that was something that was a personal, a life thing that we had to go through. It was really, really, really hard. Even though despite me coming from a health background, I feel like I thought that I would be prepared for things like this, but when you go through it, it's really, really tough.
Yeah, it's really sad. I've never seen Jenny so sad before. And, being her partner, it's there's only so much you can do, which was to say, hey, everything's going to be all right. But yeah, it was pretty sad. But, everything happens for a reason. So
yeah,
got to take by the chin,
Yeah, I think I'm really proud of us going through something like that together.
Yeah.
And then going through the emotions and the wave of emotions and then coming out on the other side and being stronger.
Yeah.
And so we're excited again. So
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. That's something that's really impactful for a lot of people. And I guess talking about it helps a lot of women too and a lot of partners together, because conversations like this aren't had. And to normalize it as something that is, I guess, more common than people might realize, will make people feel like they're less alone in that experience too.
100%. I think one of the reasons why I feel like not only just Rich being the best support system ever, but I just opened up about it myself, and I was sharing it with my friends, and it was crazy because some of my friends were going through the exact same thing at the same time too. Mm-hmm. So I felt when you're not alone. It was really cool. No, well, I feel really nice.
I'm surprised Jenny's not crying right now. It's she's holding in so well.
I'm happy now. Yeah.
It's a good thing that you can come on to the other side of it and look at it in a different light, because it is a very, very tough thing to go through.
Yeah, but I'm really proud of ourselves for being able to go through that that tough time together. And I think that's what marriage is right?
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm really, really proud of us for being able to do that.
Just because I'm conscious of time as well, and just to bring it back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that is exciting that you guys would like to share that is coming up? over 2023, the rest of 2023, but also coming into 2024?
My plan is to, I really want to do an online academy.
Yeah.
And that's why I downloaded the course from Binjang, because I want to become a better speaker. So I definitely want to work on that next year. That would be my goal.
Yeah, I think one of our goals is, I think traveling to Vancouver and being able to interact with more other hairstylists and things like that, we really realized that we want to reach more people. So I think it's just natural for Rich to want to do something online.
Yeah, to inspire people from around the world and then to meet them in person, to hear from them, that blows my mind. So I definitely want to continue doing that and to help people that never had that proper education in the industry, which is crazy because Canada, they don't have an apprenticeship.
Whoa.
For hairdressing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And you have to pay to learn over there. Mm. I was like, damn, man.
There's a lot of opportunity here in Australia.
Yeah.
And just being able to go somewhere else and you have a different perspective on how people learn and what people have access to, right?
Mm.
I guess has inspired you guys to take it overseas and give others the opportunity to access stuff like this.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More public speaking gigs lined up? Or?
Oh my gosh. We have... Oh, I'm so nervous. I have another... public speaking kind of motivational thing next month.
Yeah.
Or is it this month?
Next month.
Next month. So I'm talking in front of 500 kids.
Ooh.
That's graduating year 12.
Oof.
That is not taking the next step to go to uni.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. And
no pressure.
They got me on board. Fuck it. Out of all people, I'm like, damn, man. Like the last person that was on stage was the guy from Rache's, the owner of Rache's, which he's been in the game for a long time.
But I think it's also it's important to note that you guys both being in this field, because of how genuine you guys are and how accommodating you guys are as well, it's way less intimidating to see someone like you guys on stage or Rich on stage and hearing a humbling story and something that is very relatable. Because I think there's a lot of speakers that go on stage and although they have a very amazing story, it might not feel as relatable to year 12 kids who are graduating and going into the real world. And you give us that perspective and that piece.
Yeah. So I'm working on just delivering that story now. So, but it's cool because 15 years ago, which is roughly around similar time to the kids I'm talking to, that's how I started my journey.
Mm.
And to share that experience for the first time ever in front of 500 people, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool. You get to be a mentor to the mentor you never had.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow, that's good. I'm using that.
That's a good line.
That's a good line.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's word to word. That's what I wanted to say, actually.
So repeat it.
I want to be that mentor that I never had. Is that all right?
Say it without that last bit now.
I've wanted to be that mentor. Wait, okay, I forgot it.
You got it?
I wanted to be that mentor that I've never had.
Mic drop.
That's cool.
Fuck yeah. And then what are you looking forward to this year?
I don't know. I think I look forward to supporting Rich on his self-improvement journey, as well as myself, because every time we learn new things, we're learning together. So yeah, when he's improving his public speaking, so am I in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Do you rehearse in front of each other? Can I get feedback from Jenny?
Yeah, so our house is very small, thin walls. So when he's in the shower, I can hear him talking to himself. And yeah, when he's done with his shower, I'll give him feedback on how he went.
Yeah, this morning, I was in the shower and I was like, hey guys, my name is Rich. I'm the salon director of Ultra Fade Hair. And today I'm going to share with you guys a story, blah, blah. I was just really trying to be in that zone. Been talking in the mirror, view recording myself, just trying to analyze my whole body language and how I would talk, the words I'll say too often. Usually I'm always saying ums or guys, hey guys, today we're doing this. Yeah, guys, just little things like that. Wow, when you watch a video of yourself, you start to realize you're such a shit speaker.
It's good that you're taking the next steps to actually be self-aware about what you need to change and what you need to improve on.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And it's good you have someone that you trust that can actually give that feedback.
Or listen in when you're on the show.
Yeah, it is really like good to have that other half that tell you straight up, but at the same time it hurts your feelings. I don't want to be soft about it, but man, I just like fun.
Yeah, that's sometimes harsh. I give him feedback and he's like, oh, do you mind sugarcoating that a little bit? And I'm just like, oh sorry.
She's just like, no, do it again.
Just not at good. Least she's honest, right?
Yeah, yeah, nah, I definitely need that. It's that tough love, which I was like, that's how I got taught growing up, tough love. I've never heard my parents compliment me in any other way. So
yeah,
it's good.
Amazing.
I'm just like this.
Before we wrap, I guess why we are also here today is we're going to surprise and all with a little pamper treatment. And this new pamper treatment is something new that is coming into salon or is already in the salon, actually.
Oh, we're trialing this on the first time.
Okay, well, we're trialing this.
I have the guinea pig.
Dude, we just received the machine like last week. I haven't even turned it on yet.
I'm a little bit scared, but on it.
All right, well, tell us what it is, why you bring it to the salon, because I know what it is. Some of us know what it is as well. And it's very viral at the moment. And people love it because it's something that you can do overseas, but not somewhere in Australia. So take us through it.
So it's a scalp treatment for our clients. I'm not too sure how many steps there is at the moment because it is quite new. But we have a steamer. Then we have a camera that can look into your scalp and see your hair follicles. And that will tell you if your hair is like, or your scalp is like too dry, too oily. And then we have the products to help that, to clean your scalp, to rehydrate your scalp, etc. Usually after bleaching, there's a lot of like scalp damage, like that has been done to your hair.
I remember that. Yeah, that was painful.
let's go back to, you know, how you were bleaching your scalp. That is painful. It is like we are putting chemicals onto your scalp, so we need to make sure that we rehydrate or, you know, treat our scalp after, because it helps hair growth.
Mm.
If your scalp is unhealthy, then it affects a lot of things with your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Nice, I'm excited.
Anything you want to add to it, Jenny?
Oh, well, I wanted to introduce it because I personally really like getting hair washes. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have been to Ultrafade already, you already know that our team's excellent hair washing. Yeah. And like, I would, like, people would want to pay extra just for like, can you just massage me for an extra 10 minutes? It's so good. Sometimes like a scalp massage, like all the tension, like when you're stressed at work or whatever it is, like all the tension's in your head. Mm-hmm. So like getting a good scalp massage is like sometimes even better than a full body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm really excited about. And hopefully Noel can be our guinea pig so that give us all the feedback.
Yeah, definitely.
Incredible. Just to wrap, anything else that you would like to share for those who might not know Ultrafade as well, like any pearls that you want to give? Any way that you want to round out the episode?
Yeah, all right. We'll start off with Jenny first.
I don't know.
Anything.
Okay, yeah.
That's right. If we don't have anything to say, that's
I just got a quote. Can I spit down a quote?
Yeah, let's go. Let's hear it.
Don't dream your life, live your dreams. I said that last year, I think, too. But every year now, that's a new quote. I mean, it's the same quote.
Maybe since you've like done a couple of courses of the vignette, maybe like get extra like, you
great,
know.
Get extra
like. I mean like do your delivery.
Oh, yeah.
See if you can deliver it better.
Yeah.
You can stand up if you want.
No, oh, well, I'd definitely be shorter if I was standing up. So let's just sit.
We'd have to adjust all the cameras and stuff. It's too much work.
Yeah, it's going
to
ruin the angles. Okay, okay. Nah.
Hit us, come on.
I think that's pretty much all I got at the moment. Usually all my quotes come in the morning when I'm high on caffeine. Right now it's just a bit low.
What are some things you would tell other kids that are looking to get into the industry?
Ooh. Okay, well, get out of your comfort zone and do the things that's hard, because that's where results are.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming back onto the podcast with us, Rich and Jenny. And thank you for spending the time with us. Throughout the year, we did a lot of cool things together. We did the event where you guys were giving hair styling and haircuts at the bottom of a nightclub.
That was crazy.
Was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys have so many cool things coming up. So where can people find you online?
There we go. Ultrafadebyrich.com. Yeah, that's our website.
Instagram.
Instagram, YouTube.
TikTok.
TikTok, OnlyFans.
And what's the handle?
Yeah, so
This is what happened last year. It's so chaotic every time.
Ultrafadebyrich.com.
Your Instagram handle and your TikTok.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Wait, what's handle?
At UltraFadeByRich.
Oh, at yeah. UltraFadeByRich.
We also have a salon page too, which is UltraFade Hair.
Oh, yeah. So at UltraFadeByRich is my personal one. And then we have at UltraFade Hair, which is our salon one on Instagram.
All the links will be down below. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Lovel Asian podcast. On behalf of the entire team, we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But before we wrap, here's a sneak peek into the scalp treatment we did with Ultrafade, which you can watch over at our YouTube channel at Lovel Asian Pod.
My fade is in Rich's hands. I don't know what this is going
to look like. What's that looking thing that you're holding?
Either blonde, white or blonde.
Yeah, whatever you reckon.
I'm really enjoying Justin.
What the?
I know something about your touch, Rich.
It's bruh. Shit. Take tip two, you know, I'm just saying. Can you feel the heat?
It's so cold.
Oosh. What does the steam machine actually do?